This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
I feel good.
Dad, are you singing to your cereal?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk starts the morning on a high note.
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.
From yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 12th is probably the date. At some point, I'll figure that out. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday in the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 5 in the house, and with me today to talk through it all is Maggie. How you doing, Maggie?
Hey, Taryn. You know, I was doing okay. I went to bed. I'm on the East Coast, so I went to bed around 1. And then I woke up and saw that a full witching hour from Frenchie had occurred. And there was just a lot that happened throughout the night that I had to catch up on when I woke up this morning. So I think I'm caught up and I'm ready to talk about it. But this season, talk about starting with a bang. Like, we are off to the races and there is no stopping it.
Yeah. You know, yesterday I went through most of my day being like, oh, finally.
Finally. Yes.
A small little break in the action. I'm going to have an easy morning. It's an easier day. And so, of course, you know, Frenchie had other plans.
You know, I don't even know what to say about it. He is so embarrassing. Like, I'm watching it and I'm like, oh my God, super fan. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What show have you been watching? Like, get it together, Frenchie. Luckily there are a lot of people on this cast that I absolutely love that I'm really excited to talk to you about today. People who are doing things that I think are just so awesome, characters that are popping on the feeds. And I'm super excited to get into all of that with you and sort of like look at the house as a whole versus it's like the past 5 days you've gotten on here and exclusively talked about Frenchie, I feel, and I'm tired of it and I want to talk about other people.
That's the thing. I feel like I've barely been able to talk about like this whole Sirens thing, like like people like Tiffany, who she's doing some great stuff, but like
obsessed with Tiffany.
Yeah,
obsessed.
It's just like, if I don't want it to be 3 hours, then I've got to talk about it. And I'm sure that's where the episodes are too, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, they have to sort of focus on like, okay, well, this is what Frenchie is doing because that's unfortunately relevant because he won this thing.
I am sure I feel probably similar to like Azza and a lot of the other people in this house that once today hits and the veto ceremony is over and Frenchie no longer has power. Hello to your kitty. And Frenchie no longer has power. Then we don't have to talk about him anymore. Nobody has to talk to him anymore. Like he's done. His watch has ended and our Frenchie watch will have ended and we can focus on the people who we are really enjoying in the house versus this man who is just unhinged. So yeah.
Yeah. So let's get into a bit of the day here. You know, before we really start to lose our minds. There are really, you know, prior to the late night shenanigans, there wasn't a ton of stuff going on. We had Alyssa really doing some work with Brent and Frenchie, but primarily with Brent throughout the day, which I think is a good thing. I mean, she's done a great job of making sure that Brent, who is the real sort of like, you know, voice in the ear of Frenchie, does not want her to go. And Brent is doing a lot of work to try and make sure she stays. And Frenchie is doing a lot of work to try and make sure she stays. And that could end up backfiring on her ultimately, because I don't know how much power Frenchie will have post veto ceremony, but yeah. She's done a pretty good job. And Brent is going to be like, oh yeah, I've done so much work for you with Frenchie, and I've done, you know, I'm the reason that, you know, you're safe this week. She's on the block.
He's her knight in shining armor. And he at one point she was in the bathroom. He's like, well, you know, I took the target off of you. And she was like, you did? And he was like, yeah, that was me. And she's like, thank you. I was like, oh, Brent Champagne, just drinking his own champagne, like really, really feeling great about himself when it comes to Alyssa. I feel like today, like before, you know, things got wild at the end of the night, I felt like today was a really amazing character study on all of these people. Like I felt like, I'm going to be honest, I haven't been able to like sit down and really watch a lot of feeds so far. I've just been keeping up from your updates and from Twitter and like little clips I see here and there, but to like actually sit down and watch these people interact and move through the house. Like there are so many things that people are doing that I just love so much. Like Xavier, for example, all day, I love that he walks around in like bucket hats and glasses, because in the intro, you know, he's like so handsome and clearly very intelligent. And like in the intro package, he's very serious talking about game and he's this lawyer. And then he's walking around and he looks like just like the most approachable, like sort of nerdy guy with his hat and his glasses. And, you know, he's like wearing just sort of understated clothes where he doesn't look like the physical specimen that he is. And I feel like he's doing a really good job of trying to sort of shrink his target. And because he is like a front runner for me, as I was watching him yesterday, I was like, this guy knows how to talk to people. He's very clearly like has a good layout on the game, sees what's going on, very observant. And I just love that there are like very subtle things that he's doing to help integrate him better in the house and sort of shrink the target that could have been immediately put on his back just because of like who he is and how clearly smart and lovely and strong he is.
Yeah, Xavier also a camera talker. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily like the most prolonged discussions all the time, but he's always given little quips to the cameras any chance he has.
And hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll talk about the moment during the wild night, but I like, and it just makes, I like want to watch him on whatever cam he's on. I like really want to follow him around. And Tiffany too, like yesterday, they did some sort of like game, you know, where they were playing, and Tiffany did a whole Frenchie impersonation of the nomination ceremony. And she was so charming and funny, and her social game is amazing. And I think that she is just like really, she's another one that I'm like, we're gonna be watching her all season long, I hope. But her game, I think, is really on the right track.
Yeah, there's a moment where Xavier got like a little camera to do, you know, like film some stuff in the house. They do that sometimes. And he's going around and he's just like giving hilarious commentary. And he interrupts a conversation between Derek X and Alyssa. And by the way, I'm starting to feel like it's going to be Big D and Derek. That's where I'm leaning. Big D, he said, call me Big D. I'm like, okay. I don't want to have to say letters anymore. So if we're okay with this, I'm going to go Big D and I'm going to go Derek.
Taryn, notorious letter hater in terms of last season with Franzel and Nicole.
Yes. So he interrupts that conversation between Alyssa and Derek, and Derek is like, oh, you got this camera. And like Derek is like, oh, let's talk about my crib. Like, let's do a whole thing. And like, bless his heart, Derek is a funny guy. He did not have the sort of like comedic stamina to keep up with the camera being on him the whole time. And he kind of realized it halfway through, and cause Xavier was occasionally like making a funny quip, and he literally just like, it's like, all right, I'm going to bow out. And then like he left the HOH room in the middle of them filming the thing. And then he kind of like came back. He poked his head back into the HOH room. Like, oh, I had an idea for another funny thing, and saw Xavier being like, and now these are Frenchie's boots, like just being really funny, and literally like quietly closed the door and left. Like he was like, I'm good. Xavier's got me beat here.
Oh my God. That is so funny. I did not see that. That is so funny. You know, Derek, people are talking about Derek. In terms of game, the tornado that is Frenchie, like, sort of offset by Derek being like, I'm using the veto on Kylan. Nobody, like, this is what I'm doing. He has 2 days where he's like, this is what I'm doing. It doesn't matter that Frenchie is a tornado tearing through the house. Like, Derek is like, this is what I'm doing. I do really feel like that sort of the contrast is like, well, Derek is going to do what he says he's going to do, and he's reliable, and people are really liking him. And Derek is really self-aware. Like, he's very self-deprecating. Like you just said, like, he realized he could not hold a candle to Xavier's comedic chops. So he was like, you know what? I'm going to let you handle this because I can read a room and nobody wants to hear me talk if you're going to be funny.
Yeah. All right. So that was happening. Mm-hmm. Brent is telling Alyssa how, I've got Derek in my pocket now because he's screwed up. And so I've got him. And so we're going to keep him safe, you know, just because he's in my pocket. I don't know why anybody ever says I've got this person in my pocket. It's like, I don't think it's ever been said and received well in the game of Big Brother.
It's in also, any yeah. sense. It's very insulting.
Yeah.
And you, even people like Derek and Victoria on season 16, Derek never said that about Victoria, and she was in his pocket riding around like a kangaroo.
Exactly. So you don't want people to like, they usually say it like, oh, you don't need to worry, I've got them in my pocket. But what that says is, oh, so I really need to worry. Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah. I mean, and Brent is like I said, he's like really feeling himself. He's been feeling himself the past day that I watched. I think that he's like, you know, Frenchie, I got him. Like Frenchie's got me. I got Frenchie. I took myself out of danger. Like he loves to tell the story of how he, you know, saved himself with Frenchie. And he's just feeling really great about himself and everything he's been doing in the game.
Yeah. Aza is still frustrated with Frenchie about being left out of the loop with things that he's supposed to be on her team. She's going to talk about that with Brittany for a bit. Frenchie is going to continue to lose ground with a lot of the people that he's been with. Even Brent by the end of the day is going to be like, this guy.
Well, honestly, when Aza talks to like Brittany or Tiffany, it feels like a breath of fresh air because you're following around Frenchie, who is not making any sense. And Aza is actually playing a great game and is very observant and knows what she's doing. And so when I'm watching these conversations between Brittany and Aza, I'm like, ah, okay, so this is Big Brother. So this is strategy. So this is what we're supposed to be watching. And something that Aza does, especially with Brittany and, you know, the Siren Alliance that they're sort of tentatively putting together that I could see forming even more yesterday, is she refers to people as like our friends with Brittany. And I think that there's, when you are trying, it's so early in the game and you're trying to bring a group of people together, making them feel like they're included and be like, well, you know, our friends were saying this. It makes everybody feel like there's this sense of camaraderie. And that's the kind of stuff that she does. That's very, very subtle that if I was playing with her and she was like, well, our friend said this, I'd be like, they are our friends. Yeah. You know, our group of friends.
Are you saying that you shouldn't go in the house and say, Well, little birdies have been telling me that that you are making an alliance with other people, and well, I'm being told this by some you know, some of my I've been hearing it from around
rumors.
Yeah, I've been hearing that rumors have been being spread from people, from little birds.
Well, you know, the biggest super fan there is playing like that, so maybe that is what you're supposed to do. But I think that
I feel like
super fans who aren't humiliating themselves right now, like, are really grasping the way to bring a group together.
Frenchie would probably be watching Azza from home and writing in his notebook, our friends, no, birdies. Come on. So
nothing, no, but it's because he couldn't bring it in with him. That's why it's gone so wrong. If only he had the notebook to refer to.
I'm just curious, like, you know, Rob once asked me if I would like to read Frenchie's notebook, and I said no. Now I'm curious. I want to know what he wrote. You know, week two of Big Brother 16, week one of Big Brother 21. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it's not just, this is so frustrating because I am so woke. So we'll see. Frenchie is going to talk with Christian. Now, the day before, of course, they had a conversation. I mentioned this briefly yesterday because I didn't think it would matter too much. But Frenchie had a conversation with Christian the day before, where Christian was talking up Kylan's threat level and how he wasn't trustworthy. And Frenchie told Christian that if the nomination stayed the same, he would want Kylan to go over Alyssa. Now, part of why I felt like, okay, he said that, he might mean it, but he's also saying that to Christian, who he still feels like is connected to Alyssa. So of course he's going to say something along those lines. They're going to have another conversation about it, today, the day we're talking about, day five. They get even more into the weeds about Kylan and his threat level, talking about how he scares them. Everybody loves Kylan. That's no good. They are also going to end up making a final two, and they're Facebook official. They also talk about another person that scares them in the game, is Xavier. And Xavier's also scary.
There's so much wrong there that I will get into, but like, I don't, this early in the game, if you're trying to get out people who are going to be in quotes, huge threats, you need to go after competition people, not people who everybody likes. If it's someone who everybody likes, that's the perfect person to align yourself with. That lends you favor. That means like, you should not be like, what does it mean if everybody likes someone on day five? Everybody likes everyone on day five. Everybody is still like, there's no villains on the season. Everybody's great. Like, what does that even mean? I don't follow the logic, but how can you follow Frenchie's logic? There is no logic to follow. But I hate it when people say that, especially early on. Like, this person's such a threat. They're so likable. Like, yeah, it's day five and they're all nice people. They got cast because they were interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I do think it's notable here, the two people that they are talking about, Kylan and Xavier, that they are scared of those two in particular. I think that is going to come into play later in the night here with Frenchie. And of course, we will get to that. In the meantime, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say, it's just classic Frenchie, just classic Frenchie to talk with one of the meatheads that he in the first episode is like, I'm going after the meatheads. And now that the meathead has accepted him as an honorary meathead, he would like to go after Xavier and Kylan. Mm-hmm. Just, yeah, of note.
Mm-hmm. Oz is going to talk with Big D. Big D still on the Frenchie train. Big D did talk with Frenchie about their final two, their kind of deal. And he mentions to Azza that they need to keep Frenchie safe. Big D also going to talk about how he does not want Big D has his own sort of weird thing about the women in the house. He keeps talking about how a woman needs to go next. And he's also going to bring up to a few people that he does not want women in the finals, that he wants a certain consistency of people to bring to the end with him, and that he may not be the most loyal person in the world to the Cookout Alliance with that in mind. So I would say, again, just, you know, Big D talks a lot, so who knows, but keep an eye on Big D. I don't know where this guy's gonna go.
There was also a moment on the feeds where he said that he's happy that Frenchie is married and with kids because he would be flirting with him all the time. So Big D, all right, there's just stuff that you're saying, you know. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that Frenchie would be Big D's type, but I guess, you know, you never know.
It happens.
Expect the unexpected.
You know, you take one look at those overalls and you're just like,
you're like, where's his legs? The camo. I can't see where his legs went.
Yeah.
So camouflaged.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart. But we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits, a uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart, but entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
Brent and Alyssa are going to talk a little bit more, talking through who they would get rid of. Brent, the people Brent would like to get rid of in the coming weeks: Claire, Brittany, Tiffany, Azza, maybe Derek, but he's in his pocket, so.
Yeah, so, and I noticed in the morning when Azza and Brittany were talking, Azza pointed to Brent's bed and was like, he is on my radar. And I had to I was like, who is in that bed? I had to text some people and be like, who sleeps in the rope room with Azza and Brittany? But it's Brent. So they clearly are eyeing each other, these people. So I'm interested to see, you know, where that goes, and praying that we don't see a Brent Champagne HOH next, because don't come after the sirens.
Yeah, he literally named the sirens. Big D is going to talk with Christian, or Christian's going to talk with Big D, I should say, and let him know, hey, I just made a final two with Frenchie. Just made a final. Frenchie proposed a final two with me. I said yes. I'm telling you this, Big D, because you're my real final two. So we got Christian doing some double dealing.
Sure. Yeah.
What he doesn't know is that Big D also has a final two with French.
Definitely. This is the kind of... Christian makes me laugh. sometimes he'll do stuff and be like, I'm playing. And I'm like, yeah, you are. Good job, Christian. He makes me laugh. So I like this kind of stuff. It's fun and interesting. And I do think that we're going to see Christian as a bigger character, you know, these first few weeks because of his competition threat level. So
I do also want to just sort of try and set more of a picture for what's happening in the rest of the house. We do know that Tiffany's going to talk about how much she loves Derek, Derek X, Derek. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, she's going to talk about that. She really likes him. They have a relationship that the bond continues to develop. I still feel like that is something that is going to potentially be key to potentially both of their games. If it continues in the way that it's going, Of course, Azza and Brittany are going to be talking a lot. Claire is still involved in a lot of those conversations. The Sirens in general are just, you know, they're communicating. They're like, there's not a lot of game for them to talk because they don't have any power right now. But they're just kind of like talking, keeping each other informed, and and, you know, keeping the bond alive. And Sarah Beth is just kind of chilling for the most part yesterday. I don't know. I'm forgetting people now, but it's a pretty laid back day for the most part here prior to the shenanigans.
I did write down actually something that happened that Frenchie did in the morning that was unhinged, where there was like a group of them together. It was like Brittany, Claire, Xavier, and Frenchie, and Claire sat down and Frenchie was like, you know, we haven't really talked much in the past 2 days. And Claire was like, oh yeah. Like, I just, you know, I don't want to, we've talked and I trust you. So I don't want to, like, you know, be all over you. And he's like, well, I was starting to think that maybe, you know, you didn't trust me anymore. And I was starting to really think about, you know, where your loyalty lied. And Claire was like, huh? And he was like, yeah, like, I was starting to worry about you. Like, don't worry, I would never put you up, but like, I was starting to worry about you. And Claire was like, oh, okay. And Xavier was like, well, no, and I defended you to him. Like, I told him that you're solid and you're good. And she was like, okay, thanks. And later, like, to Claire's face, he was like, yeah, I wasn't sure about you. And then later she's with Kylan and she was like, what? She was like, he did it in front of all of these people and it was really confusing. And I was also like, yeah, Claire, I don't know. Like, does he not realize that after today, he has no more power for at least 9 days? Like, he's talking like he is the boss of the world.
Well, I think he does, right? And I think that's where it's coming from, actually. It's that insecurity of like, I'm not safe after this. And it's the same kind of insecurity that leads people to sort of like push people away from them in an attempt to cling them to them, right? Like, he's like, you're not mad at me or anything. You're like, come on, like, I'm just a little bit worried. You've seemed a little distant. And it's like, I just went to the store.
If he said it like that, though, the way you just said it to me, if he said it like that, I would be like, okay, this is more acceptable. But he was like, yeah, wasn't sure about you, didn't know. And I'm like ominous. Like, whoa.
Yes. So we get toward the, you know, late afternoon, evening time, and they're going to be doing some shenanigans in the backyard. Playing some games, doing some impressions. I think we talked about this a little bit already. Some lap dances.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You know,
he's a showman's killer. You got to be careful.
It was a pretty bad lap dance. Like, I love Kylan, but he clearly is his first lap dance. Sure. Like, but a better job than I could have done. It was fun. Claire like took off his buttons on his shirt with her teeth, which I thought was like pretty fun. But then he basically just like moved his hips side to side and was like, yeah, which I was very into. I was like, that's why everybody loves Kylan. Like, he's great. You know, and I thought that the game was really fun. I feel like this is the stuff that absolutely happens in the first week that we never get to see, where the house guests, it's like summer camp, you know, where they're just like hanging out, doing a lot of fun games. Like, they had a bunch of different tasks. Like, Azza had to dress up like Brent. And so she came out in his like bandana and was like pumping iron. And Tiffany had to act like Frenchie. And like I said, they did a whole mock ceremony, and it was clear that there were inside jokes that they already have because she kept messing up and doing it over again, and they were all dying. So, you know, it's and Derek, Big D, was like being the voice of Big Brother, like being like, oh, hold, like, let's do it again. So clearly they all really enjoy each other in a way that's I find to be really fun to watch. And yeah, that's the kind of stuff that I really like. Brittany did like a rap, and Hannah wore Big D's clothes, and there was just like a lot of fun that was happening that was giving me like big summer camp energy. And then I was like, well, I guess if this is what we're doing, I'm going to bed. And then that wasn't what happened all night. So
Yeah, not quite.
That's where I thought it was going to end.
Frenchie is, he's been thinking, and he wants to talk to Brent. He says, I don't think Travis is very dangerous. What if Derek shouldn't use the veto? And Brent is like, well, what do you mean? Alyssa is going to end up joining the conversation. And he's like, look, the longer you keep Kyland in the house, the more bonds he's going to build. He'll have everyone in the house. I don't know. I just feel like this Kyland guy, I don't know if we should keep him around. And, Brent's like, I mean, I'd be down to get rid of him if that's what you want. He's kind of thinking like next week at this point. Mm-hmm. Frenchie's like, yeah, I mean, look, I trust Derek more than Kyland. Kyland, he has been seen with every female in this house.
So I just would like to say that his reason for targeting Brent Champagne was because he thought that his French or Italian or whatever it is that Brent Champagne speaks was going to woo the women. And then he realized that Brent was not into being with any of the women, and he calmed down. And now he sees that the women really like Kyland, and he would like to go after Kyland. So I think that you can probably draw a line between point A and point B to understand what I'm saying here, which is that whoever the women are giving attention to is who Frenchie's going to want out of the house. Whoever Frenchie's perceiving the women are giving attention to.
Yeah.
Make sure that word is there.
And if a woman gives too much attention, then she is also in trouble. Which is where Alyssa is. Mm-hmm. There is a very clear, like, you know, for a guy who is entrenched in the Twitter universe, he gives himself away with the language that he uses constantly.
Yes.
And the amount of times he brings up that, like, he's targeting Brent because Brent has all of the women. He has five of the eight women. He's targeting Christian because he's getting into a showmance with a woman. Mm-hmm. He's got the women. And now he's targeting Kyland because all of the women, and because he starts with everybody loves him. He's going to win the $750,000. Everybody loves Kyland. The women love Kyland. He can't help himself.
Yep.
But also specifically that the women like it. And he says, Kyland has been seen with every woman. No, sorry, every female in this house.
Which is horrible. The female, are we doing that? Really? I also think that it's like it's the sort of thing that Frenchie has been doing since the beginning, where it's like, if you are talking to someone and they specify to you in the middle of the conversation, like, oh, by the way, like, I'm not hitting on you. And you are like, I know, you know what I mean? Like, and he's not done that, but I'm saying it's like the same sort of idea where it's like, you're either hitting on someone or you're not. Like, you either are going to put up, you are either like not incensed by the fact that like women are giving people attention, or you are. It's like if you have to say over and over and over again that you are doing something or you are not doing something, like, and you are bringing all of the attention to the perceived act, like, that probably is like top of mind. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And is that making sense?
Absolutely. And like, I think that, you know, Frenchie, another thing that he's really mad about is that when he asked a group of women,
oh, yeah,
who will be a pawn for me? It was crickets. Liars. All of them. Lies. They said they would have my back. They would do anything for me. And when I asked them for a pawn, it was crickets. In Frenchie's mind, here's my Frenchie theory.
Please explain it. Please.
In Frenchie's mind, he comes into the house. He hates meatheads because they typically get the attention from the ladies. Mm-hmm. And so Frenchie comes in. He's like, Ladies, you don't like meatheads, right? They're just meatheads. They're going to go after the ladies and the old people and the minorities like they always do. I'm your protector. I'm not going to put any ladies or females on the block. I'm going to do all of that for you. And he expected all of the female attention. And when he saw that there was still some attention going to Brent, he was, oh, bro, Brent has to go. And then when Brent, as you said, was like, I'm not into the ladies. I'm here for different reasons. Christian's the one into the ladies. He was like, oh, I misjudged him. Okay. Christian's the guy I've got to go after. He's the one stealing the female attention. And so he started to go after Christian, but then he couldn't. And he saw Christian in the list. Oh, no, no. And then when he went to the women to ask for a pawn and they didn't give him anything, he was like, but I promised I wouldn't put you on the block. Why wouldn't you do things for me in return? That broke the promise. Now he can put women on the block because they didn't reciprocate his gifts. Right?
Ooh, Taryn, I'm going to be honest. You laying it out like this, it is tough to listen to. It is tough. I'm sitting here like, okay, take deep breaths because this is not, that is painful actually to hear put like that. Like that sucks. If that is like, and that like totally tracks, but it sucks so hard. Like it really does. Mm-hmm. It's just, and I think that it's, there's like clearly so much going on in his head at all times. And it really is like whoever talks to him last is what he's doing. But it just is, like, I feel so bad for Alyssa, who ended up in this position. Like you said in the update, if the ceremony had been an hour later, she would not be in this position. Like, I feel really bad for everybody that this guy is like, if this is his thought process and this is the way that he has been moving through the house, like, how do you go around that? It's just like there, like the nomination can hit anybody at that point. It's just really, that was tough. That was tough to hear.
Yeah. It's tough to watch. This guy is really, grinding my gears here.
Yeah.
He's been seen with every female in the house. I might go ahead and tell Derek to not use the veto, he says to Alyssa. And Alyssa goes, no, no, you want him to use the veto.
I forgot
you're on the block. Sorry.
She's like, you just said everybody loves him. Please take him down.
Yeah, he's been seen with every female. Obviously, he's going to stay.
Oh my gosh. I've been seeing these memes online that's like us to the feeds, and it's just like someone looking so haggard being like, enough. And that's how I feel right now. It's just like, Frenchie, enough. And we're 5 minutes into the night. We haven't even gotten to all of it yet. It's just, all right, let's keep going.
Yes. So he's going to go around and kind of like, feel people out about like, well, what would you do if the veto wasn't used? Well, where would you vote? So he asks Xavier, and Xavier, smartly refuses to answer. What do you mean? Why wouldn't the veto be used? Is the veto not going to be used? And Frenchie's like, what? No, I'm just, you know, hypothetical. What if it happened? I don't think the veto is going to be used. So yeah, of course it is. So yeah, it doesn't, you're right, it doesn't really matter. He's going to talk to Hannah. He's like, what would you do if the nominations stay the same? It's like, well, why would that happen? Well, I don't have control. I don't have control over what Derek does. So
after he's gone around and told everybody yesterday that Derek said that he gets to decide.
Yes.
Like, don't forget that not even 4 hours earlier, he was like, well, Derek has told me I'm in charge of the veto.
Yeah. Okay. Hannah says she would vote for Colin to stay. That's of course.
She's a girl. He's been seen with all of the females.
Typical female.
Hearing you say the word female is just like.
He talks with Azza, and she says, Azza says, look, Frenchie, I would like for there to be more communication happening between us, because I feel like there's not been a lot of communication. He says, absolutely. He says, okay, with the communication thing, what would you like, Azza? Should we have like a daily team meeting? And it's so absurd that it almost sounds sarcastic, but it's not. I don't think it is, at least. And she's like, no, I mean, we don't have to, doesn't have to be like that. I would just like for you to, I don't know, speak to me more often and tell me what's going on, maybe, like, not blindside me in nominations. You know, maybe that's just an example, but.
God, but you can't, let's not joke about these nominations. Because that, is that a threat? Is she saying something like that? Uh-oh.
Yeah. He says, I wish I'd rolled those dice. He's very worried, about next week.
Well, I mean, yeah.
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 He asks what she would do if Travis went up on the block, and she's like, you know, I'd vote out Travis. I mean, well, you know, whatever it's like, what are you looking for? Yeah.
She's like, what is the correct answer that you want in this minute of the day? Like,
you'd never vote out Kylan, right? Like, no.
I love her so much. She is playing the way that in my head I dream about going into the house and playing. Like, that is what Azza is doing. Like, everything in my super fan brain that I'm like, this is how I would want to play is what Azza is doing. And I love it.
He's going to go to Derek. And he just briefly, this is going to be a longer conversation. You wouldn't like do anything like blindside me. Don't use the veto. Oh man, that would be so bad right now. Cause you know, you wouldn't do that, would you? And you're like, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I feel so bad for Derek tonight because he is so confused. Like every 3 minutes, someone else is coming up to him and being like, Frenchie just told me this. And he's like, what? What? He just told you what? What do you mean? Like, I just talked to him 4 minutes ago. And he just, I don't know what is happening right now. Like, he's just so befuddled. Like, I don't know what other word to describe it. Because, of course, he's befuddled. Nothing makes sense.
Poor Derek. He's got such a pure heart.
Yes.
And he tries to see the good in people. And he hasn't quite realized the absurdity of Brent and Frenchie.
I have something hilarious that happened with Derek yesterday that he was talking to Hannah, and I had noticed him asking Kylan about Dr. Will like earlier in the day, and Kylan was describing who Dr. Will was, and he was like, okay, yeah, it's interesting. He's like, I only saw 2 seasons before I came, like, so what was good about Dr. Will? And you know, Kylan was giving him the rundown, and then he was talking to Hannah about it, and he was like, so who is Dr. Will? And so Hannah starts giving him the rundown. He's like, can I tell you a secret? And she was like, yeah, I love secrets, please. And he's like, I don't want this to get around. But like in casting, my casting guy told me he thought I would play like Dr. Will. And Hannah was like, well, you proved them wrong.
Yeah.
I was like, sweet Derek X has no idea what he's talking
Yeah,
about.
This is
no clue.
This is we found out why he put Chilltown in yes. his favorite players. Thanks casting.
So funny. And that's why he's like trying to collect this info about Dr. Will to be like, okay, they said I should play like Dr. Will. What did Dr. Will do? Yeah. And Hannah's like, he didn't win a single competition. And he's like, oh, well, I just won the veto. So
too late.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after talking to Frenchie, Derek talks to Travis, and Travis is kind of like, I mean, would you not want to use the veto? He's like, if you don't use the veto, I think Alyssa goes home. So like, that's kind of best case scenario for us. No. And Derek's like, well, now Frenchie's telling me that Kylan would go home. It's like, what? That's not what he told me. And so Derek goes to Kylan and he's like, dude, look, I'm definitely using the veto on you. I don't care what people say. People are scrambling right now. I thought it was like unanimous that everyone wanted me to use it on you, but all of a sudden it seems like it's 50-50 or something. But I don't care. I'm using on you. And
I love this.
Yeah. Like the loyalty that, Derek has for Kylan, is a little bit undeserved, but admirable.
Yeah. And I also think that there's something to be said in the Big Brother house about just announcing your decision to enough people, and then people know your decision and then they can move around. Like if you're very adamant that like, I'm using it, that's that end of story, then people are like, okay, well, we can't get them to change their mind, so we'll have to do scrambling in other areas. And that is, I think, a really underrated strategy because once you get the ball rolling in one direction, like if you are clear, if you have power, like he does, with the veto, and you are clear about your decision, then people are like, oh, well, that's the decision. And then they feel comfortable again. And then they have settled into the new normal, the status quo that is happening. And you have created that status quo, which is a great place to be in the Big Brother house. So I love that he's doing this.
People tend to focus on the things they think they can change. And if you appear unmovable, then they won't focus on you as much.
Completely.
If they think they can change what you're going to do, then they're going to try really hard. And the more they invest in it, the more annoyed they'll be if it doesn't work.
Completely.
So, yeah. Derek also asks, Kylan, am I going to have to like make a speech like explaining why I'm using the veto on you? Oh, damn. All right. Okay. What about like sometimes you've got to take the bait out of the pond.
I love Derek X. He's so funny. And he's like super bro-y. So sometimes he's just sort of like, whoa, you know?
He's always talking about like homie moves. Because Travis was like, well, like what if you didn't use the veto or something like you saved me and it screwed somebody else over. Like, oh yeah, that'd be a serious homie move. He's always talking about like homie, Kylan did a homie move for you, Frenchie. So obviously you wouldn't put Kylan on the block.
He's fun. He also he did say to Travis earlier, like, it's just clear he like doesn't really know much about Big Brother. Cause he was saying to Travis earlier, he's like, well, if I use it, then like maybe he'll have a couple hours to figure out what he's gonna do. And Travis was like, no, that's not like he has to say beforehand like who he's gonna put up. And he was like, oh, okay. So like he has to know before if I use it, okay. Like he didn't know that the veto ceremony was like, if he didn't realize there wasn't like two separate ceremonies for like using the veto and putting someone else up.
Yeah. Xavier is going to talk to the cameras a little bit here. He says that he's very pleased with the direction that things are going, that this is what he wanted. He wanted the veto to be used on Kylan. He wanted Travis to go up and out. He doesn't have much of a relationship with Travis. And he's also very pleased that Brent is trying to take all of the credit for it. He's like, Brent is out here like I masterminded Travis back door, and I'm just like, yes, please, Brent, put your name on everything. You and Frenchie are masterminds. I'm just sitting here chilling.
He's so fun. I'm so excited to watch him this season. I think he's gonna do so well, and if his DR is from last night and these camera talks is any indication, like I can't wait to see him the rest of the season.
So Frenchie is not done though. He is going to talk with Travis. And he talks about like, yeah, no, nobody can win sitting next to Kylan. Nobody can win. And Travis says, look, if you tell Derek to keep the noms the same, he will. Because, you know, Derek has been saying he wants to do what Frenchie wants to do. And Frenchie's like, okay, well, you know, I think it's better for my game that you stay. So I'm going to go talk to Derek. And he does. Goes and he talks to Derek and he says, look, Derek, Travis, he's a loyal guy. Kyland, not as loyal. Did you know that Kyland was in an alliance when he was in an alliance with you? He was never in an alliance with Derek X in the first place. That's why I was so pissed for all that stuff that you guys were up to, because, and don't tell anybody this, if it gets out, I know it's you. He tried to make a final two with me while he was in an alliance with you. Did you know that?
Make sure you don't tell anybody else, because you are the only person I'm telling in the next 3 minutes.
Yes. And he says, you know, and Derek is like, what? He's like, why would we keep Kyland over Travis? He's a scary player. He's friends with everyone. All the women love him. And who, you know, if he approached me for a final two, who else has he approached for a final two? We don't even know. So, that's all I'm saying. I just, you know, should we take Kyland out of this game? And Derek X is not biting.
He's like, oh, wow. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, yeah, he's not interested in it. Was this before or after he like explained the entire week to Sarah Beth and Claire?
This is after I skipped that conversation.
Yeah. Well, it was pointless, but I just think that maybe for getting a full picture of Frenchie, like he sat down and explained from the beginning of
it was like an hour and a half.
The end of the week. It was horrid to listen to. And Claire was like, wow. Oh my gosh. I didn't know this. Like I saw someone tweeted and was like, Claire said in her interview press, like her pre-press, that she was good at like coddling fragile male egos, and wow, is this convo a example of it? Like he was explaining that he saw the three person alliance in Claire's room. Claire, I'm sure you didn't know this, but did you know, how did this three person alliance in your room get by you? You know, it's just like, he was like really going for it last night.
Yeah. And after he does all this, stuff to, with Kyland to Derek, he goes like the rest of that takes up like 5 minutes. And then the rest of the like 25 minutes of them talking is him explaining, you know, well, in my town, I was the only one, who had a Black Lives Matter sticker on my truck. I was bringing water to protests, and you know, it's, you know, and it, and the thing is, it's on me as a straight white man to educate myself. Did you know that? It's I shouldn't have to rely on anybody else. You know, so I, that's what I have done, is that I have educated myself on all of these things. And,
it's really bad.
I just want to refer to a, I liked this tweet, by Chappelle, just, about an hour or so ago. He said, I can't wait until the Frenchie Notes app apology. Let's get him out preseason so I don't have to wait all season.
It's so bad. And I mean, he like is going on about how he's in the NAACP, and he tells Derek X, like, did you know that there's a lot of anti-Asian hate crimes in New York City? Like, excuse me? Are you kidding me? Like, oh my goodness. And I can't. And Derek was like, yeah, like I'm going to go, but like, we could talk about this forever. You know, like this is something I'm super passionate about, because earlier in the day on Feeds, Derek was like, the reason that I wanted to come is we never see any, you know, East Asian representation on these reality shows. Like, I never see anyone like me. And I really wanted to be that for some kid. So then to like have it be explained to him by Frenchie, it's just so bad.
And it's like, always all about Frenchie is the thing. That's I've been trying to make that point sarcastically over the last week, but I'll explicitly of Frenchie's wokeness is all about Frenchie all of the time, and not about the people that he is supposedly, you know, trying to look
about
whatever it is
about him and his ego and whatever, because he's very clearly an ego driven player, as we've discussed this whole 50 minute long, you know, update. But yeah, that was frankly just like insulting to listen to. I was like, wow, this is so bad. And it gets worse. It gets so much worse.
Yeah, we're not even there yet. So Frenchie's going to grab Alyssa and bring her in, and Derek leaves, but then he immediately grabs Derek back in again. And he pitches to Derek in front of Alyssa this time that he should use the veto on Alyssa. He's so right after pitching that he wants Kyland to go home because of all of these reasons, he pitches in front of Alyssa. Hey, you should use it on Alyssa because I'm worried that Alyssa is more likely to go home next to Travis than Kyland is, than Kyland is. So instead of using the veto on Kyland and putting Travis up next to Alyssa, where the vote could flip theoretically, because hey, you never know in Big Brother, let's use the veto on Alyssa and put Travis up next to Kyland because Kyland is definitely safe. And Derek is like, hold on. You just told me that anything can happen in Big Brother. How do we know that Kyland is definitely safe if we're worried that Alyssa might not be safe? And so poor Derek is now having to explain why he doesn't want to use it on Alyssa in front of Alyssa. And after having just heard from Frenchie that he does want Kyland to go, and Kyland's whole argument is that use it on Alyssa so because we know Kyland will stay. And Derek is like, I know you just told me you want him to go. Like, what?
It's like, I'm so tired. Like, I'm really tired at this point. And like, Derek X is also tired. He says, like, I just want to go to sleep tonight. Like, I think I should just go to sleep. And Frenchie's like, well, I talked to these people and they said they would vote this way. And they said they would vote this way. And Derek X is like, please don't name any names. Please, please don't say anybody's name. Like, I don't want to get caught up in whatever you're doing. Like, I'm done. And he just like, this logic from Frenchie like truly came out of nowhere. Like, well, I think that Alyssa would have more votes to stay against or like trap, like figuring out the votes between whatever combination of Kyle and Alyssa and Travis, like that, those conversations never happened yesterday. I never heard him asking anybody about these different scenarios. And he kept bringing it up then. Like he suddenly latched onto that fact and kept spewing it out over and over and over again. And I was like, this came from nowhere except for your brain. Like this is something, this is a story you've told yourself that now you're telling other people and you really believe it. Yeah.
And he quickly swaps Derek out for Kyland. And he's like, look, Kyland, I'm stressed out. I'm stressed out. I'm worried. I'm counting votes, Alyssa versus Travis, and I'm just a little bit worried. And so Kyland obviously immediately senses where this is headed. He's like, dude, don't do this, bro. Come on. And he's like, look, I just think, you know, you would be 100% safe if you stayed up on that block. And Kyland's like, I was also told that I 100% wouldn't end up on the block.
And he said it like that. Exactly like that. Yeah. Like, just so everybody knows, it was said like that.
Yes. And Frenchie's like, okay. Oh, so we're playing like that. Okay. Incensed.
Yeah. It's the worst thing anybody could have said to him. He's never been so insulted in his life. And I think probably just because Kyland called him out on his BS. I don't know, but it's like the worst thing anybody could have said to him. So now he's so incensed and they're like sort of getting this, like, clearly it's awkward. And Xavier is in there and he's like, all right, enough. Everybody out. I want to talk to Frenchie alone. Like, let me talk to him. I don't need this. We're not doing this. And then they do the conversation. Xavier has a conversation with Frenchie, which things go from just bad to worse.
Yeah. So Frenchie is going like, I can't believe this guy. He's snapped. He snapped at me. He's popping off at me. He threatened me. I can't believe him. And Xavier's just kind of like, oh yeah, you know, Xavier's trying to, you know, be like, hey, I'm on your side. But you're wrong. He's just worried. He's just getting paranoid. Like, that's what this house does. Like, you don't need to worry. It's like, he snapped at me. People are going to act like this. People are going to piss me off. Then I'm just going to do what I did with nominations. I'm just going to throw a curveball. And Xavier's like, dude, Frenchie, you know, I'm with you. My advice would be, don't throw any curveballs. Are you threatening me?
Literally. Well, I wrote it down
for
me.
No, this is me, dude. This is, I'm not threatening you. What are you talking about?
It's okay. So there is a thread on Twitter that I saw this morning from @Valerie_gallery, where they lay out very clearly sort of the night in moments. And there's a lot of clips in there of moments so people can watch this back for themselves. I transcribed exactly what Xavier said to him, which was he was laughing and he said, "Well, for your game, I recommend no curveball. And you know how far we plan on going in this game together." And Frenchie says immediately, "Is that a threat?" Like, there is just no possible way that anyone could see that and have that reaction. I just simply don't understand. And it's so bad and so inappropriate. And it's just really, really not good.
And there's a distinct, I think, difference between, you know, again, like the way that Frenchie has interacted with the supposed meatheads that he doesn't get along with, and Kylan and Xavier, who he is talking about how he is scared of and threatened by, that it seems to be very easy for the Travises and Christians and Brents of the world to have conversations with Frenchie. And he's like, "I like these people." And you know, Kylan, who has done, you know, again, Frenchie thinks, "Oh, Kylan betrayed me." Kylan has done nothing to Frenchie. In fact, Kylan was like Frenchie's biggest supporter at the time that Frenchie thought Kylan betrayed him. And Xavier, who like is, you know, trying to manipulate Frenchie to some degree, but certainly in that moment had no intentions of threatening him or anything along those lines.
He's trying to keep everything settled for he doesn't want, like, it's very clear to him that Frenchie is, you know, doing his Frenchie thing, and he's trying to keep it settled, keep them stuck to the plan. It just is really inappropriate and awful.
So he, are you threatening me? He goes on to say, I don't like being threatened. I can't believe Kylan did this to me. He goes off for a second, and Xavier's just like, "What is with these people? Why am I having to deal with this? I need my bald beauty sleep."
He's like, does this thing with his body, and he's just like, and he looks sort of like a child having a tantrum, and he's like, "This was supposed to be an easy week." And I was like, "I am doing this at home too with you, X. I'm doing it with you because, like, yes, I agree. It's just so, there's no reasoning with it. It's so bad. It's insulting, and it's just like, enough."
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
People get called back in, and there's going to be another conversation with Frenchie and Kylan and Xavier and Derek and Brent, all there. They've got to figure this out between Frenchie and Kylan. And it goes from bad to worse till what the Frenchie. And Frenchie's all I was doing was talking hypotheticals, and Kyle, you threatened me. And Kylan's like, that's absolutely, and it's hard for me to even really, tell you what Kyland was saying in this conversation because he barely had a chance to get more than two words out basically the entire time. So Kyland's like, that's not what I intended. Again, something you have to remember is that we talked about this, I think it was yesterday, the day before. Kyland has told everybody in the house, everybody is aware that Kyland has trouble in conversations sometimes. It takes him a little bit to form his thoughts and he needs to take pauses. And it's really triggering for him when he's taking a pause and somebody interrupts and sort of like prevents him from getting his thought out. It makes it more difficult for him. And so in this moment, he is like high stress, being told that he threatened, snapped, popped off on Frenchie for some, that he did not. And he's trying to explain things, but he can't even speak because Frenchie and Brent is chiming in. And Frenchie is, more than raising his voice. And when he's called out on it, he's like, I'm not raising my voice. I'm just trying to talk and I'm losing my voice. You're losing your voice because you're raising your voice, Frenchie.
I like all of that. It's just like, that's why when I woke up and saw all of this, I was like, enough. Okay. Like this is like, it's time. I hope that this is like Frenchie already. We were like, well, he's not long for this game. Like this cannot continue for the next 60 something days. Like this is enough of this. That's at least how I feel as a feed watcher and as somebody who loves this show. This is enough of this behavior. We do not need to see anything else like this. We shouldn't have seen this in the first place, but this has no place on this show.
Mm-hmm. He says, the only reason you're on the block is because I trust you. That's the only reason that it's even happening. Bless Derek's heart. Derek, who, when he sees that Kyland is continually getting up interrupted, he's like, let me just speak for Kyland for a second. I feel like I understand where he's coming from, right? Like, can't you guys understand that maybe, you know, if you were in this spot that, you know, you were promised that you wouldn't go up on the block and then you did go up on the block and then you were promised like the veto will be used on you no matter what. And then you're another conversation's out. Like it's, you know, you feel like the rug would be pulled out from under you.
It's like somehow though in Frenchie's head, he is the victim in this scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Like he is the one, he's like, you don't understand how it is to be, when you're HOH, you'll understand. You don't know how hard it is. We wanted so hard. I cried when I grabbed Kylan's nomination key. Like, okay. All right, Frenchie. All right.
Nothing
left to say.
Yeah, as they're pointing on the chat, literally at one point, Kyland was raising his hand, like, can I please have a chance to speak? There's another break in the action, and Derek gives Kyland a hug, and he says, you don't deserve to be treated like this. You shouldn't even be in this position. Mm-hmm. I just loved Derek in this moment. Because particularly like Derek is a guy who, again, like doesn't really know the show.
Yes.
Has no idea that he will be perceived in a certain way, right? Like he's
completely,
he's a young kid on the show who's like, I'm just here to do whatever. This is not him being performative in any way. This is him genuinely feeling like even in a moment where I'm playing a game, this is what I feel is right to do, to stick up for my friend who is struggling, and comfort him. And after Kylan leaves, he even like makes a point and it's clearly uncomfortable and he struggles to get through it, but he makes a point of being like, guys, like I just really need to say that, you know, I don't know if he's told you, but Kyland has trouble, you know, getting through conversations and he needs to pause to take thoughts. And Frenchie's like, yeah, he's told me that. I know. He's like, so I just feel like, you know, he's triggered when people interrupt him and I didn't mean to speak for him, but I just felt like uncomfortable in that moment. And I just feel like I don't think that things should be done that way. And I was just like, oh, Derek.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's the thing that is again, so painful about this is that Kyland has opened up to everybody. And like, that is a very vulnerable thing to share with a group of strangers that is going to be broadcast to the world. And the fact that he did open up and still this behavior is persisting and like Frenchie's acting like, oh yeah, it's not that big, like whatever. That is like really just very, very tough to watch. And I am very grateful that Derek was there to stick up for him in that moment.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, after this, Brent is going to talk with Derek and Travis, and they're going to talk through essentially like what's happening. Derek has consistently remained firm. He will still be using the veto on Kyland. Travis wonders, okay, if this is what's happening, Frenchie seems to not want me to go. Can we convince Frenchie to put up a woman instead of me, essentially? He's a Brent.
You mean a female?
He actually says girl. Can we get a girl up? He says, Brent, like, you're in his ear. Can you get into Frenchie's ear about this? Can we get somebody other than me up on the block? Brent, Derek, and Travis approach Frenchie about this. Okay. Let's say we can't get Kyland. The veto is going to be used on Kyland. You mentioned you didn't want Travis to go necessarily. You know, who else can we bring up? Frenchie's still pissed though. I feel like I'm being threatened that if I don't put you up, Travis, then the threat is that they're going to come for me or whatever. And Travis is like, well, who else could we, let's just brainstorm some names. Who else can we put up? And they bring up Claire. What about Claire? And Frenchie's, I promised Claire on my kids I wouldn't put her up. I can't do that. What about Hannah? I haven't promised her anything. We could do Hannah as Hannah's an option. But Kyland, he's going to take $750,000 from us. I just feel like, Derek, I feel like you shouldn't use the veto. And Derek's like, I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. It's like, okay, you use the veto. What if you used it on Alyssa? It's like, look, I'm not changing my mind about the veto. I'm going to use it on Kyland.
And then Frenchie has the audacity to say, nobody cares about Alyssa's feelings. How did she end up in this position, Frenchie?
Yeah. Brent is going to talk with Christian and Frenchie after that. Brent is kind of like, oh, I feel like we've gone way too far here. In all of this, like, Kyland could out our whole alliance. And Christian's like, yeah, that's concerning. And they both still would like to see Travis go. Like, they wouldn't mind seeing Kylan go. They've both pushed for it in the past. But again, they kind of thought like next week or something.
Yeah.
They would still prefer to see Travis go soon. In Brent's mind, Travis is the one that convinced Derek to go against him in the first place, which never even really happened. And in Christian's mind, he's always sort of like not really gotten along with Travis, and, you know, taking out the one of the other alpha bros that he doesn't get along with would be good for him. So they say, like, it's best to get Travis out. And Frenchie's like, okay, we'll send Travis home. But he's still not done. Frenchie, by the way, has not been up in the HOH room, in the HOH bed.
Okay, this would drive me insane if I was in the house. I would be so mad if the HOH in the first week is just not having anyone sleep up there. Fine, if you don't want to sleep up there, like, do your thing. Let me sleep there. Like, that would make me so angry. So angry. I just woke up and he was like, yeah, I decided to sleep downstairs. Nobody was in the HOH room. I would be like, are you kidding me? It's just like, there is clearly no like grace being given to anybody else. Like, cause that's a strategy, right? So be like, okay, why don't you two go up? Like, I nominated you two. Why don't you guys go on ahead? You can sleep in the HOH room. But yeah, he's not been sleeping there. And he also has been going to bed at like 6 in the morning. And Big D was talking to someone about it. And he was like, you know, I think because Frenchie's like a farmer and he like does like manual labor and he's not doing any of that. He just like has all of this energy and no way to expel it. That's why he doesn't go to bed super late. And I was like, maybe. I don't know.
It might also be the energy shots that he takes at like midnight.
Really?
He did the other night when he was super tired talking to Derek. He was like, can you just give me like one of those energy things? And then they were like, oh yeah, in the morning. No, now. Yes. So because he's not sleeping in the HOH room, he has plenty of time to cozy cuddle up next to Derek, as he's trying to sleep, whispering in his ear for an hour about how he should use the veto on Alyssa.
Okay. This has to make the show. If this does not make the show, what are the producers doing? Because what? This man has followed Derek X into his bed. And he's like, use it on Alyssa. And Derek is like, please let me sleep. Like, please just let me go to bed. If I was Derek, I would literally be like, Frenchie, leave me alone. Do not. But Derek is like so sweet and also is so scared of doing, you know, anything more wrong, you know, because he, God forbid, talked to people who Frenchie saw as talking to the women on the first day. And so he like yesterday you said on the update, Frenchie did a prank on him and he woke up in the middle of the night and was like, I'm using the veto. This man has not been able to get any sleep because Frenchie won't let him rest for no reason.
Yeah.
This is like wild. It's one of the wilder things I've seen, I feel.
He just can't stop. I sleep up there and it's wasted. Like, this is, I imagine his thought process. Like, it's just wasted time. I should be sleeping and speaking as I sleep downstairs too. And he's just like, just use the veto. Just use it on Alyssa. He says, just think about it. Sleep on it. Once I let you start sleeping, sleep on it. Think about be a stud move. Big real stud move. Use the veto on Alyssa. Two big dudes on the block. You'd be such a stud.
I'm so sorry. It's just like, I'm just thinking about like, if you were in the house and like an HOH was like, Taryn, use the veto. It's so unhinged in a way that I just can't even wrap my brain around. The image of that when I woke up this morning, East Coast time, 8 a.m., woke up and people were live tweeting that that was happening. I was like, this cannot be real. And yet,
I'm surprised,
here we are.
Yeah, I'm surprised Derek didn't pull the like, whoops, I just fell asleep.
I think he was probably trying to. I wonder if Frenchie was trying to like incept his dreams, because clearly his dreams are a big thing with his speeches. It's like that episode of Dexter's Laboratory where he can only say the French word over and over again. He's like, Alyssa, veto Alyssa, just like over and over while he's sleeping until Derek wakes up and is like, you know, I had this crazy dream.
Yeah. So that's basically where we left off here. Derek still intends to use the veto on Kylan. I believe in the amount of time we've gotten, this morning, that Derek has confirmed again to Kylan that he does plan on using the veto on him.
Good.
Poor Kylan is still like trying to figure out a way to explain to Brent how he didn't try to betray him and explain to Frenchie, like, oh, I'm sorry that I'm paranoid because of X reason. They're still kowtowing to Frenchie. And, you know, that is, I think, what everybody is waiting for Frenchie to have the downfall so they don't have to do that anymore.
Yep.
So that's pretty much where we are. I would expect that with the veto being used on Kylan, Travis will go up on the block. Mm-hmm. Now, whether Travis will go home, that's another story. We do have a couple of reasons to think that Travis has some amount of potential to stay here. He does have Derek still. He may have his team, meaning people like Kylan. And some of the, you know, some of the people in the house, aren't like, there's nothing against Travis really that much. And I could absolutely see, a vote flip happen if people are thinking, okay, well, we need to revolt against Frenchie.
Yeah, absolutely.
That could be a thing. Mm-hmm. It could also be a revolt against, unfortunately, again, Christian, that mm-hmm. falls onto, Alyssa, instead of Travis. But Travis does still, seem like the most likely boot here, as we head toward the veto ceremony.
So I have a question. Once this veto ceremony is over and people don't need to talk to Frenchie as much anymore, and inevitably he is not being spoken to as much, how long do you think it'll take before he freaks out about it? And it's like, people were using me.
I think it depends on, like, whatever he decides he wants, which I honestly don't know which one he'll decide by the end of the week. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't go through, or if it seems like it's not going through, then he'll be like, oh, I've been lied to. They're just not doing everything for me. If it goes through, then he'll be like, yes, successful. I did the thing. And then the next week he'll be like, wait a minute, where is it?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I really wanted, like, I don't know. Like, people have been saying, like, this is Devin, you know, but this is not Devin. Like, this is just something brand new. Like, the verb is going to be Frenchied now. Like, yeah. This is like, I was even comparing, like, a couple days ago, I was like, no, this isn't like Devin. This is more like BB11 Ronnie. Like, the super fan comes in and is like trying to play puppet master. But this is just an entirely new category of, I have no idea what this person is doing. This is just too much. It's just too much. And to think we would have missed it all. To think that we would have had to discuss week two based off of the edit from last night. Like, wild to me.
Okay. Just reading an update here from BB Daily on Twitter, where Kyland is trying to make good with Frenchie, and he's discussing with Derek how to make good with Frenchie. And it sounds like he might be saying, maybe there is a scenario where you take Alyssa off instead of me. Aww. And that would be good for us because that would help make things up to Frenchie. They could talk to him about it. So hopefully Derek, is like, no, I will leave us off with that don't even think that this is locked in quite yet, because you never know in this house.
I also just want to say, before I go, I'm so looking forward to the round table on Tuesday, because exasperated Melissa is the best Melissa, and I cannot wait to hear her thoughts on good old Frenchie here. Yeah. I'll leave everybody with that. Can't wait for that one.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. Later today, Rob will be live for the patrons with the slop to go over all the sloppiness of the week. And then tomorrow morning, of course, I'll be live with the update on what goes down today. And tomorrow night, the roundtable stock watch should be a lot of fun. You can, of course, also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, or Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Maggie, where can people find you?
Yeah, so I'm not tweeting about Big Brother this season, but you can find me on Instagram if you want, at @MLMorgan_. That's where I'll be, you know, posting photos of my life. So, and you can see me here on the updates. So, yeah.
There you go.
That's what I got going on.
Always a pleasure to have you on, Maggie. Thank you.
Yeah, so much fun.
Yes. Thank you to everyone who hung out with us here. And I will see all of you next time.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.